This is BBC Radio 3, and you're listening to Classical Collection with me, James Jolly, with you until noon and Composer of the Week. The time now, though, is 9 minutes to 11 o'clock. Now, one area of the major label's output that remains as prolific as ever is the operatic recital. All the stars seem to be making them, now that complete opera recordings are rather thinner on the ground. For our Tuesday morning group of three, I've dipped into a trio of recitals. We'll hear from two tenors and a soprano, starting with Una furtiva lagrima, a furtive tear from Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, one of the most popular arias of the entire bel canto period. And to sing it, the latest young tenor on the block, whom his record company market under the indisputable, if a mite hubristic moniker, the Italian tenor. He's Vittorio Grigolo. Then from Patrizio Petitbon with the aria Volate Amori from Handel's Ariodante. The happy Ginevra calls on Cupids to celebrate the joy she and her betrothed Ariodante are experiencing. And we'll end the trio with Tamino's aria Dies Bildnis, the so-called portrait aria, in which the prince expresses his wonder at Pamina's beauty in a miniature shown him by the three ladies. Bringing terrific ardour to this lovely piece is the singer of the moment, Jonas Kaufmann, one of the most versatile tenors of today. Three arias from three operatic recital releases from 2010. We just heard Jonas Kaufmann as Tamino from Mozart's The Magic Flute. Claudio Abbado conducted the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Before it, Patricia Petitbon with the Venice Baroque Orchestra and Andrea Marcon gave us an aria from Handel's Ariodante. And we started with Una Furtiva Lagrima from Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, sung by Vittorio Grigolo with the orchestra of the Teatro Reggio di Parma, conducted by Pier Giorgio Morandi.